Mesechus Tuvis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Hama'aretz is pita. Somebody who is makadish his daughter while she is a katana or a nara, the gersha, and she gets divorced before she gets married. Ersa v'nit armla. He then goes ahead and is makadish her to somebody else, and she is widowed before she gets married to the second husband while she is still a katana or a nara. Ksuvasa shalot, the ksuva that she receives from the two husbands, goes to the father. As the father has a schus to receive any payment that is due to his daughter before she becomes a bogeret. So therefore, he gets the ksuba. Even though the Gemara later on in this Masechta questions whether an arusa whose husband dies or divorces her before she is married gets the ksuba at all. And the Gemara in the Maskana is undecided. This is talking about where he gave her a ksuba already while she was still an arusa. In such a case, she would receive a ksuba. Now, the Gemara says the reason why the Mishnah says that from the first husband she got divorced, and from the second husband she was widowed, and the Gemara doesn't want to say that she was widowed from both husbands. As, according to Rebbe, who was the one that put together the Mishnah, an Isha that had two husbands that died is not allowed to get married anymore. As Rebbe holds that b'shtei pamim habi chazaka, after two times that is already considered a chazaka. And we have a klal mazla gorma. It was her bad mazal that was gorm that both her husbands died. And she created a chazaka that her husbands died. And therefore, according to Rebbe, she can no longer get married. And the Mishnah doesn't want to talk about a case of paranias, a case where she would not allow to get married anymore. Therefore, the Mishnah says, from the first husband, she got divorced. And from the second husband, she was widowed. And according to Rashi, if her two husbands both divorced her, then according to Rebbe, she would also no longer be allowed to get married, so therefore we can understand why the Mishnah chooses to say in the first case she was divorced, and in the second case she was widowed. In such a case, she would be allowed to get married again. Hisia begirsa. Hisia benit armala. Suvasa shalom. If she was already married to the first husband before he divorced her, and then she got married to the second husband and was widowed. In such a case, the ksuba from the two husbands go to her, even though she is still a katana or a nara. As once the father marries off his daughter, he lost any tchusim he had in her, and even after she gets divorced, he does not get back any tchusim, so therefore the ksuba goes to her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, harishayna sho'am. Rabbi Yehuda says the ksuba that she gets from the first husband goes to the father. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, since at the time the first ksuba was written, she was still an arusa, and the father still has chusim in him, so therefore, even though she only got divorced after she was married, the father still gets the ksuba from the first husband. Amru lo, the chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, mishehi siya ein la via rishuspa. Once he married her off, even though the ksuba was written while she was still an arusa, the father no longer has any schos to receive the ksuba. Mesechus Tuvis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Hagiyores and Nisgaira Pita Imo. A Giyores that is Nisgaira together with her daughter. We are talking here where the daughter is Nisgaira before she turns 3, and therefore she is Becheskas Besula since, even if she was Mizana while she was a Gaya, her Besula Marchoizra, Vizinsa. And then after, she became a Nara Amoirasa. She was Nisarsa while she was a Nara, and then she was Mizana Tachas Bala. Harezu Bechen. Her punishment is chen. Even though the Torah says that a nara mayrasu is a pesula that is mizana tachas bala, gets skila. That is only by a bas yisrael. But by a giyores, the punishment is chenek, which is the punishment of an isha after she gets married that is mizana, gets chen. Ein lo lo petach beta av velo meyasel. She also does not have a din that bezin kills her by the Pesa Besa Via, as by a Nara Marasa. The Torah says, Vaitzio Isah Pesa Besa Via, that we take her to the Pesa Besa Via and give her the Skila over there. But that then is only by a Bas Yisrael, not by a Gyur, the low Mayasela. She also does not have a din of Mayasela, which is that a Baal who is Mighty Shemra on his wife that is a Nara, and he claims that after the Nisuan, he found that she does not have Besula, And he kind of, that she was Mizana while she was an Arusa. And it turned out that his tainas were false. He has to pay mad fella. That is a punishment that he receives, and this payment goes to the father. That then also is only by Vati's wrong, not by a Gyur. Haisa Harasa Shalobikdusha. Vile Dasa Bikdusha. If she was conceived while her mother was still a Gyur, and by the time she was born, her mother became a Gyur. Hairezu Biskila. Then, if she is Mizana, while she is a Nara Mairasa, then she would have a din of Gila, since she was born after her mother became a Giyuris. Ein la lo pesa besa'av below Me'asela. But the din of pesa besa'av and Me'asela she does not have, since she is not a Basi Thrall Gemura, as she was conceived, Shalom B'Kedusha. Haisa Hairasa v'le Dasa B'Kedusha. If, before she was conceived, her mother already became a Giyuris, Harehi kabasi swal l'chol davar. She has a din of a basi swal l'chol davar, and she would have a din of pesa beis av and mea sel. Yesh la'av, be'en la pesach beis av. A girl that has a father, but no house. The father does not own a house. Yesh la pesach beis av, be'en la'av. Or if there is a house, but the father is no longer alive, harezu b'skila. Even so, the nara mayrasa, who is mizana tachas bala, get skila, even though we cannot give this skila by the pesach beis av, lo nemar pesach beis avia el lemitzvah. That which the Torah says that we do the skila by the pesach beis avia, that's only a mitzvah lechatchila. But if we can't do the skila by the pesach beis avia, the nara still gets skila elsewhere.